Hello everyone, this is Lillian and it's time for our 3 minutes with the Word audio devotional. Today's topic in the Help of God series is unusual boldness, and our anchor scripture is taken from the book of 1 Samuel chapter 17 and verse 37. Moreover, David said, "The Lord who delivered me from the paw of the lion and from the paw of the bear, he will deliver me from the hand of this Philistine." And Saul said to David, "Go and the Lord be with you." We are continuing to speak about David and how God's help practically played out in his life. In today's anchor scripture, David is trying to convince Saul to let him go and fight a giant Philistine warrior who had troubled Israel for months on end. No one had the courage to fight this giant, and Israel was on the verge of going into captivity as a result of the rude and very obnoxious giant who stood as leader of the enemy army. The Bible says Saul, the man who was king at that time, eventually let David go to fight. Today's episode is not even about the fight. It is about the boldness and the courage David exhibited. For a lot of people, such boldness or courage does not come naturally. David exhibited it almost effortlessly because of the help of God. My dear listeners, someone under the sound of my voice may have stopped short of their dreams or of witnessing to their friends and loved ones or living life to the full as a result of a lack of boldness or courage. Today, please allow me to convince you that God can turn an ordinarily fearful and timid person to a person of courage. Look at what Acts 4:31 says. It says, "And when they had prayed, the place in which they were assembled was shaken, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and they continued to speak the word of God with freedom and boldness and courage." It was prayer that allowed the apostles, after all the intimidation they had faced, to go out again and preach the word with boldness. The help of God can infuse you with the boldness you need to do the unusual. Fear has held a lot of us believers bound, but God can help. The help of God in David's life infused him with an unusual boldness. He was able to face scary mountains without fear. The God who empowered him so is the same God that we serve. Cry to him for help and receive unusual boldness to chase that dream, to confront that situation, to fight that battle. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you so much for your word. Lord, we pray for courage and boldness to do all the things that you have set in our hearts. We receive courage to witness to friends. We receive courage to put in that application. We receive courage and boldness to walk out of that toxic environment. Thanks so much for all your help, and continue to take all the glory, Almighty God. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Speak to you again soon. If you were blessed, please drop me a line on audiodevotional@yahoo.com or on our website at www.3minutesaudiodevotional.com. Remember, wrapped up in God's word is all you need for your change to come. Love you and bye.